This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The Environmental Protection Agency has just signed off on a deal with BP. As soon as next week, the company will be allowed to bid on leases to drill for oil in the Gulf of Mexico. BP's been banned from doing that since 2012, following that massive oil spill almost 4 years ago now. Marketplace's David Gora joins us now. Good morning.
Morning, David.
So what exactly will BP now be able to do?
Well, next week, the Interior Department's going to auction off leases for about 40 million acres, and that auction's going to take place in New Orleans at the Superdome, as a matter of fact.
That's quite an auction.
Exactly. Now, BP hasn't said it's going to bid on any of those leases, but under this new agreement, the company could, if it wanted to. And this deal is about 45 pages long, and basically what the company's agreed to is that if it bids on new leases in the Gulf, it'd have to allow for more monitoring of its operations and, among other things, hire an independent auditor.
And how important is this for BP's bottom line?
Well, look, it's not as if after the Deepwater Horizon spill, BP closed up shop in the Gulf. It's running almost a dozen rigs there. The company still has more than 2,000 employees on its payroll, and I think many of them, it's safe to say, are lawyers. BP's paid $3 billion-plus in fines and penalties so far, and a big civil suit is still ongoing. But the company stands to make millions of dollars if they can reestablish themselves in the Gulf, and a BP executive said that this deal is, in his words, fair and reasonable, and the company's announced that it plans to spend close to $40 billion there over the next decade.
Marketplace's David Gura, thank you.
Thank you.